The on-again, off-again peace talks in Pakistan between the government and the Taliban appear to have hit a new stumbling block. One of the negotiators from the militant side says he won't rejoin the talks unless the agenda includes the imposition of Islamic Sharia law. It's not clear when or whether both sides will meet again, as Peter Lloyd reports.
The Taliban's negotiators took the weekend off, but not, say some, the movement's armed wing. The militants are chief suspects in an attack in the port city of Karachi. Gunmen on motorbikes threw grenades into a religious gathering before opening fire with automatic weapons. 8 people died in the attack. This is a rescuer who was on the scene.
When we got there, we saw that the premises of a local cleric had been attacked. There was chaos and confusion.
There's been no let-up in violence in Pakistan, despite the Taliban sending a delegation to peace talks in the capital. After a delay midweek, the restarted negotiations came to a new halt before the weekend, when the militants laid down new conditions. No further talks unless the government promises to impose Sharia law. Cleric and Taliban talks team member Maulana Abdul Aziz spoke at a media conference.
The negotiation should be held in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, the prescribed Islamic way of life.
Aziz is perhaps the hardest line member of the Taliban's negotiating team. He is the chief cleric at Islamabad's Red Mosque, made infamous after a bloody anti-government siege several years ago that ended with troops storming the building and killing most of the people inside.
I request the government, humbly, please, for the sake of God, accept the Quran as a constitution.
At the weekend, a list of 15 demands emerged from a meeting of Taliban leaders in the lawless tribal areas close to the Afghan border. The list includes cutting off all ties with the United States, an end to a banking and finance system based on interest, the dropping of all criminal charges against members of the Taliban, and the release of all Taliban prisoners. The movement also demands the army quit the tribal areas of the country and surrender state control to locals. Professor Samina Yasmin from the University of Western Australia has been monitoring the faltering talks and trying to gauge what's a genuine demand and what's mere posturing.
When they talk about Sharia, they're really talking about a way of attracting groups within Pakistan.
Well, is one of the problems that, from an international perspective, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif simply couldn't sell his chief financial backer, the United States, on the idea that Pakistan would adopt Sharia law as a general principle?
I think it's bigger than that, because at one level, the demand that Sharia be introduced, they should be interest-free. But it's always, as you've said, come in conflict with the established traditions and practices within Pakistan, where the majority of people are not extremely orthodox in their outlook.
Is there, in some senses, a fundamental moral cowardice in the position of the Taliban, in that they argue that this is the will of the people, but they've never quite been courageous enough to test that in the electoral sense, rather they've taken the path of terrorism?
It's not the will of the people that counts. It's will of Allah that counts, of the divine sovereignty. Question of sovereignty, is it divine or human? And they're very clearly in favour of the divine sovereignty.
Samina Yasmin. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has long been suspected by the political right in the West for his sympathies with the Taliban. But he's also one of the country's wealthiest men, thanks to a rich inheritance of land and businesses. He is trying to steer the economy towards growth that's finally trending up. And there's little prospect of him taking the country down the path demanded by the militants, even if the price he pays is a lasting peace.
Peter Lloyd with our report.